Some Democrats and liberal independents are jumping ship to temporarily register as Republicans. It's a move that they say gives them more voice in Utah politics. KUER's Sonia Hudson explores whether those votes will have any impact.
25-year-old Jess Esplin is an unaffiliated voter who describes herself as progressive and usually votes for Democrats. But she has a plan.
I put my email in here, and then you have to check which one of these applies to you.
She's at her computer, registering as a Republican online so she can vote in the party's primary.
If I want to have a say in who leads our state, then I should vote in the Republican primary.
Esplin mainly wants a say in the governor's race. It's the first open seat for governor since 2004, and it's been decades since Utahns elected a Democrat to fill that post. So the primary is essentially the election. Esplin says she's pragmatic, willing to vote for a candidate she doesn't totally agree with to keep a candidate she really doesn't agree with out of office. And she has one particular person in mind as she signs up for the GOP.
I would really like to not see Greg Hughes win.
Greg Hughes is a former speaker of the Utah House, and Esplin says she did not like that he helped block Medicaid expansion or how he spearheaded the controversial effort to address homelessness in the Rio Grande area of Salt Lake City. Ultimately, Esplin takes issue with the fact that the Republican primary is only open to Republicans, since many statewide races get decided in that election.
It bothers me the way that our state election is set up, that essentially, only a relatively small percentage of Utahns weigh in on who should hold the highest elected office in the state.
But some Republicans are really unhappy that Democrats will be voting in their primary.
It's cheating.
That's Drew Chamberlain. He's a registered Republican and was the running mate for long-shot gubernatorial candidate Jason Christensen. He says it should be up to real Republicans to choose a nominee.
So you can go in and you can affect who the Republican candidate is. The person that is elected as the Republican is more of a liberal. They're more on your side. That's the reason they do it, and it's just dishonest. Shouldn't be allowed.
There's nothing illegal about making this temporary switch, but that perception of Democrats is exactly why Katie Adams Anderton, part of the Young Democrats of Utah, chose not to change parties for the primary.
I think a lot of the times, especially in the state, Democrats get thrown at this idea of like, we're kind of the swamp of ethics, because a lot of the time people out here are like, well, the Democrats have no morals, they stand for abortion.
She says in order to get the support of more moderate voters, Democrats need to overcome that perception.
And so I get worried when we do stuff like this. We're just playing into the narrative that they paint for us.
But both sides are overestimating the impact it will have, says Quinn Monson, who teaches political science at Brigham Young University.
The kind of voter that does this is particularly sophisticated and politically interested, and that doesn't describe most voters.
Over the past month, the percentage of active voters registered as Republicans has only gone up by 0.15%. Monson says when he analyzed voter rolls leading up to the 2017 primary between John Curtis and two other Republicans in Utah's 3rd congressional district, only a couple dozen Democrats switched their registration to Republican.
I mean, it was really small, really insignificant. I don't think it's very likely that it will happen in large enough numbers to matter in any way.
Regardless of how much a difference votes from Esplin and others like her make during the primary, Esplin says she plans to drop her Republican affiliation and get behind most of the Democrats in November. Sonia Hudson, KUER News.